First, Governor Evers says he remains committed to his plan to cut Wisconsin's prison population in half. In an interview with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, he said he believes offenders deserve a second chance, and he also says he wants to focus more on alternative programs to keep people out of prison. It's proving to be a tall order. For one thing, his proposed budget would add prison beds. He's also pushed back a deadline to close two youth prisons in northern Wisconsin. And some measures, such as shortening sentences, would require the cooperation of judges and the Republican-led legislature. Wisconsin's prison population is expected to reach an all-time high of 25,000 in 2 years. The prison system is also running 33% over capacity, with understaffing at many facilities. Dee Hall is the managing editor at the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. Dee, good to have you back.
All right. Thanks for having me.
What have we seen since Governor Evers took office on how he's trying to tackle this pledge to lower the state's prison population?
Well, he does stick by the 50% reduction, but one thing he has done is not put a time frame on that. So he's trying to he's avoiding that problem. His early budget, his budget proposal was actually criticized by some inmate advocates as not going far enough toward this goal of 50% reduction. And as you mentioned, it actually calls for some additional beds into state prisons, Tichita and Jackson Correctional. So those have been the source of some controversy. He also did not go as far as some advocates wanted him to go when it came to these treatment and diversion programs that keep people out of prison. So those are areas where I think, he's been criticized. On the other side, though, he is looking at and did tell us that he's looking at a certain kind of release, which has rarely been used, which allows the Department of Corrections Secretary to release prisoners in the event of overcrowding.
Let's look at what's in a governor's toolkit as opposed to what he would have to have the legislature say to help him out with. What kind of powers could the governor use to tackle this without that outside support?
So one thing he could do, he says he's not going to direct his new parole commission chairman to increase the number of releases, but he's really signaled that that's the direction he would like to see the parole commission go. And so that's one thing, is increasing paroles. Right now we're talking about single digits of people who are being accepted for parole. He could the biggest proposal that he talked about was reducing or eliminating crimeless revocations. That's another thing that he could do. Right now, 40% of all the people who are admitted to Wisconsin state prisons are actually there for violating rules and not committing new crimes. So that's a huge driver of prison growth. And of course, I mentioned the early release program, the DOC secretary. That's like a 30-year-old law that has rarely been invoked. But that's something that they are looking at, that he and his administration are looking at. Inmates who would be released would have to be not serving a life sentence, not there for assault of crimes, and they would have to be within 18 months of their mandatory release date.
Let's look at that revocation issue. Now, this is somebody's out of prison, but they have to follow a certain set of rules. And often, as you were saying, they end up back in prison because they violate a rule. That violation, though, isn't a new crime. And I've talked to prison reform advocates who say that is a big problem in Wisconsin.
Well, what happens is in Wisconsin, we have one of the highest lengths of supervision time of any state in the country. We're about double the national average. On average, a person on supervision out in the community is under that watch for 3 years and 2 months. So that's and that 66,000 people in the state are under various conditions. And the reason that we had stated that this could actually lengthen sentences rather than reduce them is the example given by a member of the Wisconsin Policy Forum, which studied this. For example, if a person's on 3 years of extended supervision and on the last day of extended supervision violates a rule, could be sent back to prison for the entire term, the entire 3 years of the supervision. Now, that doesn't usually happen, but that's an example of what can happen and how a person who maybe is on a year of extended supervision could end up spending even longer than that incarcerated.
Talking in Hall with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. A new piece looks at Governor Evers' pledge to cut Wisconsin's prison population and the challenges to doing that. Let's look at Wisconsin's truth in sentencing law. Dee, how does that work and how did that affect the prison population?
So truth in sentencing started in the beginning of the year 2000. And what happened there, people were tired of somebody being sentenced to 40 years in prison. And when in fact, they would only serve 10 years for sure. And two-thirds of that under, and then they would be released mandatorily unless something happened in the meantime, some kind of incident within the prison. And so people were like, let's just have truth in sentencing. Like, if I say you're 20 years and 10 years, you're going to be confined, and 10 years, you're going to be on supervision, that's what it's going to be. And early releases are very rare under very rare conditions. And so that's the system we have now. What happened back then was there was supposed to be a companion reduction of maximum sentences, and that did not happen. So what's happening now is the length of sentences is longer. That means more people are in prison for long. It means people are in prison for longer. And so that's one of the biggest drivers of our prison population increase.
And that is something that Governor Evers could not tackle single-handedly.
Right. So the things that he can't really do, he can't cut maximum sentences. That is a job of the legislature if they decide to do that. And that would include any changes to the truth in sentencing law. He cannot reduce already imposed sentences. That's up to a judge. You can go back to a judge and ask for that to happen. But the statistics show it rarely is granted. And he also can't unilaterally put more money into treatment and diversion programs. That's something, again, that the legislature has the power to do because they allocate money. So, for example, he had proposed up to $4 million more per year, adding to the existing $6 million that the state is spending on these programs. The legislature decided, no, $1 million per year is enough.
There is some interest, it sounds like, from Republican lawmakers. You talked to at least one Republican lawmaker in this piece, maybe not for this exact change, but there is some interest in working with the governor on this.
Yes, I would say that's true for certain things, especially the diversion programs. I think people recognize the value of those, that they're cost effective and they're effective in general. And so we are seeing some interest in that from the Republican legislature.
Now, a related issue that shows how hard it can be to change things, we mentioned Governor Walker signed the bill that would close Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake, the youth prisons in northern Wisconsin, by 2021. That looks like it's going to take longer to do, to replace that with smaller, more local facilities.
Right. So all of these things have a variety of consequences. It's easy to say I'd like to cut the prison population by 50%. It's harder to get everybody else to go along with that. And in the last 8 years, for example, there's been very little appetite in the Republican controlled legislature to even look at reducing prison populations very specifically. That was not a really much of a topic among the lawmakers over the past two gubernatorial terms.
At the national level, though, there has been a kind of a strange alliance between people on the left and the right, conservative groups joining calls for prison reform to lower the number of inmates. Talking to the people you talked to, do you get a sense that people are more open to those ideas than they were, say, 10 years ago?
I think so. I think 10 years ago, I remember doing stories about, you know, efforts to try to reduce the prison population under Governor Doyle. And those, even then, that was a tall order. But you have seen individuals and powerful institutions like the Koch brothers, for example, come in and say, look, we need to stop locking up so many people. We incarcerate per person almost more than any other country in the world. And they're having some real consequences aside from community dysfunction and people being in prison. You also have the issue of people aren't available to work. You know, the labor shortage, one piece of it is there's so many people who are locked up that they can't get enough people to fill jobs.
We'll leave it there for now. Dee, thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right. Thanks for having me.
That's Dee Hall, managing editor of the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism. We talked through about some of the challenges facing Governor Evers and his pledge to cut the state's prison population in half. He talked about that on the campaign trail last year. Right now, the prison system is running 33% above capacity. Wisconsin is on pace to house 25,000 inmates by the year 2021. You can share your thoughts, maybe your experiences with the state's corrections system on either side of it. Email ideas@WPR.org or tweet us at @CentralTimeWPR and let us know what you think about the idea of trying to cut the state's overall prison population over the next few years.